Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and it is now time for another Carbon County School District update. Joining me in the studios from Creekview Elementary, PTA member Chantel Gazelle. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I am so good. Chantel, let's go ahead and talk about what is going on over at Creekview. I know you guys have a really busy month going on right now.
Yeah, so basically through this month and next month, it's, you know, a lot of events that are going on. Just Monday, we had our PTA Family Fun Night, which is just a give back to the parents that, you know, always help us, and they're really good to support us. And basically just to say thank you for helping with our fundraiser and our events all year.
So lots of fun things go on at that Family Fun Night, and it's a really fun opportunity for the kids to come and have a good time at their school aside from just doing schoolwork. I mean, they get dinner, they get to play all sorts of games and have a really fun time with their family as well.
Yep, we feed the family dinner. The only requirement is that the parents are members of our PTA. They get dinner, they get bounce houses, we had the inflatable slide, there's a carnival, there's just tons of events. We always raffle off a really big prize too. This year it was a Fire Tablet HD.
Wow.
Yep.
So really fun things. Now let's go ahead and switch gears on more of the academic level, and really great awards have been given to Creekview Elementary.
Yes, last year at the end of the school year we were awarded the Gold STEM designation. We're really excited about that recognition from the State Office of Education and the STEM Action Center. Today we are going to have the STEM bus at our school, and some of the students will be able to go into that bus and experience hands-on, like the 3D modeling and video game designing, as well as other engineering activities. We've really just focused on, you know, the STEM part of the education curriculum, and it's really grown over the past couple years. The kids get to do Lego labs, they get to do construction events with food drive items that are donated closer to Thanksgiving time, where they, you know, get to build just different machines and objects and that out of the cans. They also get to learn coding too, which is really good.
You know, that's really cool, because when you consider how far just the education has kind of evolved throughout the years, when we were in school, it was a lot different, and it's nice to see education is kind of evolving with the times and keeping kids interested in what is happening right now.
It is. And the education that they're getting with these STEM activities and the STEM-based classes will really help propel them into the jobs of the future.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you also have some really great things coming up. Let's talk a little bit about the ESI.
ESL.
ESL.
English as a Second Language. District-wide, we hold those family nights at Creekview. All of the ESL families are invited to that. They usually have a potluck dinner, and they discuss the ways, the different ways to help, you know, the children be successful in school.
And that's really beneficial, especially for those individuals that do have English as a second language. It's definitely a help for not only the kids, but for the parents as well.
Yeah, it really helps to get them involved, to get them at the school, you know, in a just a very welcoming environment where they're not overwhelmed.
Right.
So it's really good. We like to see all of the parents there. And then, it helps to get them involved, because they can learn about the different ways that they can help at the school. And it's just a really good community building event.
Well, lastly, really quick, we need to talk about the school lunch program and ways that families might not realize that they can help, but they can.
Yeah, so our administration is encouraging all families to sign up for free and reduced lunches. Even if you don't think you qualify, it really helps with our Title I funding. The schools throughout the district receive funding based on the percentage of students who are free and reduced, but filling out the application for everyone also helps us out. It helps us with, like I said, that Title I funding, which goes to help different aides and different programs, and right now, we are actually at risk for losing 6 of our aides because our percentage is so low. So we just really want to encourage everyone to just go apply. Like I said, even if you don't think that you'll qualify, that helps us out. Those aides are such a big part of our school. We really rely on them for so many different things, from our reading programs to just helping out, you know, when the kids need somebody to be there.
For sure. So even if you don't think you qualify, or you think, well, we don't really need to have that reduced lunch price, still fill out the application and just go through that process, and it will ensure the extra aides will be there for next school year. Chantel, what else is there on the schedule that you'd like to speak about?
So in October, we have a couple of things coming up. We have SEP conferences scheduled for Tuesday and Wednesday. That's October 10th and 11th. That week will correspond with our fall book fair. We did have an incentive for PTA membership to where if you got a membership, families got a coupon to be able to use at the book fair. So make sure that if you're not a PTA member, you sign up so that you can get that coupon. And then you can go to the book fair and get, you know, some really good deals on books. And then you can use that coupon to make it even better. And then the last thing is the Halloween Carnival. That is coming up on October 31st. It is a Tuesday, but because there's not school on Monday, it is early release. So be sure that you watch for the notes that are coming home on that, because the scheduling will be pushed forward just so that the kids can still have fun and it's not rushed for them.
For sure. So lots of fun things going on over at Creekview Elementary. If you have a student that attends Creekview, you can always stay updated on all of these things by either contacting your school, getting more involved in volunteering, or even checking out the Facebook page.
Yep, there is a Creekview Happenings Facebook page, and that's updated regularly with all the information that you need to know. Another good way to stay updated is to make sure that the office has a really good contact number for you, even to leave like a voicemail. Because we have, it's called a parent link that goes out, and they come out all the time with just information that you need to know that you might not have seen because your kids didn't bring their notes home or they didn't empty their backpack. So that's a really good way too. So contact the school and make sure that you have a really good contact number to receive that information.
Absolutely. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Creekview Elementary, Chantel with the PTA. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. Make sure to keep your dials right here.